16 bullets, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman! It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Superman re-enters the gates of Illyria to find the city in flames and Jimmy Olsen trapped in a burning building.
The Slithering James is in that flaming building.
Jimmy, in that building?
He went in to save the life of Mr. Kent.
Scott, the roof's about to collapse. I've got to save him. Up, up, and away!
Gang, how would you like your pup to be judged the best of all the dogs of every breed in America's most important dog show? Well, thousands of people jammed Madison Square Garden last year just to see that lucky winner, Warlord of Mazelaine. Congratulations poured into Nate Levine, the man who handled and trained Warlord. But to Nate, it was just one more prize to add to his selection. For Nate Levine is the greatest dog handler in America, and winning prizes is an old story to him. You see, Nate won his first prize when he was all of 10 years old, and he hasn't stopped winning ever since. He won that first prize of his with a lovely little collie named Pine Ridge Sweet Mary. It was something to see when that 10-year-old kid proudly walked up to accept the coveted award he had snatched from under the noses of the professional dog trainers. Well, that started him on his career, and he's stuck to it ever since. But when it comes to naming his favorite kind of dog, Nate can't do it. I just can't pick a favorite breed. I don't have any, he told us. There are wonderful dogs of every type and kind. Wonderful collies, boxers, Scotties. After all, dogs are very much like people. Just as you don't have all the best people belonging to only one race, so you don't have all the best dogs belonging to only one breed. I like a dog because of its individual qualities, and not because it happens to be born a member of a certain breed. Well, Nate, you should know. Gang, at the end of this program, we'll give you some training tips for your dog from Nate Levine. Be sure to listen.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Yesterday, you remember, Superman, single-handed, met the armed German invaders at the gates of Illyria, determined to wipe them out. The troubled people gathered to watch the battle, and looking on, learned that a ruthless enemy must be met with ruthless force. But meanwhile, within the city itself, Franz and his henchmen resolved that if they could not conquer Illyria, they would destroy it. And so they started to set fire to the houses, the public buildings, the museums, beginning with Franz's own palace. This furious blaze was the first to meet the startled eyes of Jimmy Olsen, Rev Peyton, and Herkimer as they entered the city in search of Clark Kent.
Oh, look over there.
The house of France in flames.
Who could have done this? Surely none of the enemy had entered these walls while Superman standeth without.
France himself must have committed this lowest of crimes.
Mr. Kent, he said he was coming back here to see France. Speak him, listen. He must be in the burning house. I'm going after him.
Wait, James. It is too dangerous.
Well, do me no good to take senseless chances.
I'm not going to wait. Not another minute.
Herkimer, they must stop him.
It is useless. His friend's in danger.
Look.
And...
look, he enters the blazing building even now.
Aye, may the heavens watch over him.
Hello, Rev Peyton. Herkimer. Where's Jim?
Superman.
What's the matter?
This is Slithering James. We are concerned for him.
Well, where is he?
Friend, Mr. Kent.
I, and despite all our warnings, ran even now into yon blazing house.
You mean Jim? In that inferno? Wait, Scott, I've got to go after him. Up, up, and away! Oh, the smoke is thick.
Jim! Jim, where are you? Jim, answer me!
Uh-oh. Starting to collapse. Got to find that boy. Poor kid, he went in to save me.
Jim! Jim, do you hear me?
Wait a minute. Here's something. Oh, there. Over toward the right. That's Jim under a fallen beam. Get a hold of it here. Up with it.
Okay, Tim, you're all right now. I've got you, boy. Up, up, and away! Okay, Jim. Okay. Come on, boy. Open your eyes.
Where am I?
You're with me, Jim.
With you? Oh, Superman.
That's right. Now breathe deeply. Get that smoke out of your lungs.
I'm all right now.
I hope so. You know enough not to run into burning buildings? I got to you just in time.
Yep. Mr. Kent. I didn't find Mr. Kent.
Oh, he's okay. You don't have to worry about him.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Yeah, if you say so. I feel like a 10-ton cuspid lifted off my chest.
Well, that means your lungs are clear, but keep on taking deep breaths.
Oh, I'm fine. Honest I am. But, hey, look. Superman. All of Illyria is burning, the whole city.
Yes, Franz did that part of his job well.
But you took care of the Nazis who were trying to get in, didn't you?
Yes, I don't think they'll bother anyone again, Jim.
Yeah, I saw you slugging it out with them. Gee, that was something.
No more than they deserve. Say, look, Jim. Rev Peyton and Herkimer are running toward us. Let's go and meet them.
Sure thing.
Come on.
Rev Peyton.
It's so indeed, Jim. I was frightened for you.
Oh, it was nothing. I'm fine.
I am glad I am for that.
It was a brave thing to do, lad, but foolhardy.
Well, it's all over and done with now. No sense talking about it anymore.
Thou dost not welcome this discussion of brave deeds, Superman?
Well,
perhaps then thou wouldst take it amiss were I to thank thee in the name of Illyria for saving us from the invader.
Oh, I'm glad I could help, but... You know, back home, we've learned that it's our business to worry about our friends as well as about ourselves.
Aye, and we in Illyria understand that, too. Now that we've seen again that freedom must be fought for. Look, look how the people swarm now from the gate. Wonder and fury still in their faces.
Let's get to work and start putting the fires out.
Nay, Superman, from the bottom of my heart, I thank thee. But the homes of my people are already too far gone for thee to save now. Whatever there is to salvage, they must start to do themselves.
I understand, Herkimer. You're a wise man.
I thank thee, Superman. But I await the decision of my people. Whatever their fate, I will share with them. People of Illyria, gather water and sand and put the flames to rest. They are your homes to be fought for and saved by you alone.
And so, even in the face of tragedy, courage and the hope for life surge up in the hearts of Illyria's people. Confronted with a ruined city, they do not surrender themselves to despair, because on this day they witnessed a sight which gave them new courage and new life. The invader has been repulsed. Now they fight to save what they can of the glories of Illyria. We'll return in a moment to learn more.
So keep listening.
Gang, here are some tips from Nate Levine, one of the greatest dog handlers in the country, on how you can train your dog to win at the dog shows. For one thing, Nate told us, never hit a dog. If you hit a dog, it'll become afraid of a hand and unable to take direction. Now, that doesn't mean you're to let a dog do anything he wants to. Be firm with him, but never rough. Don't let him go right if you want him to go left. Use the leash to train him, but don't hit. And when your pup has done something well, let him know it. Give him a pat or a special treat and let him know you're pleased. If you're preparing your dog for a dog show, you've got to watch the way he walks, his gait it's called, and see that he moves properly. There are different gaits for different breeds, and your dog must have the proper gait if he's going to bring home a prize. You've also got to train him to acquire the mannerisms of the type of breed he represents. He must be able to take the kind of pose at the dog show which is correct for his breed. Now, all this takes a lot of practice. It's no cinch. So make sure you practice posing your dog and training him at home, but when he comes to the show, he'll know what to do and how to do it. Right now, Nate Levine is busy training dogs for the big Morrison Essex show that's going to be held May 22nd. It's the biggest outdoor show in the world. And Nate will be entering some collies, boxers, beagles, and Shetland sheepdogs. Nate always enters many breeds because, well, he believes that there are fine dogs of every type, and he judges them just as he judges his friends as individuals. Well, good luck, Nate, and may the best dog win.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman. Superman, having subdued the invading German army, finds that Jimmy has entered a burning building in search of Clark Kent and rescues him just as the house collapses. The two then rejoin Herkimer and Red Peyton. Together, they watch as other houses and buildings leap into flames. But Herkimer insists that this time his own people must stop the fight for their homes. As we rejoin them now, the people of Illyria and Superman are engaged in the heroic task of putting out the leaping flames and salvaging what little they can from France's tour of destruction.
Listen.
See, the people are aroused against him.
That's not so good, Herkimer. They might get out of hand.
Hey, they look like they're ready to burn him in oil.
I have never seen our people so over them.
Shall we follow them?
I'd like to get to Franz first. I've got something to settle with him.
They caught him. But they've got him, and the two guards with him.
Now they move towards the square. Let us hasten there.
Franz trembling. He feels that the people's wrath.
Sure got something to be afraid of. They're not kidding now.
But this is not the way. There are other means of dealing with traitors.
Hey, look what they're doing.
Take him to the very scaffold whereon I stood only a few hours before.
Franz Herkimer?
Yes, Franz built that scaffold to hang Herkimer.
Boy, some twist. Now they've got him there.
Hang him! Death to the traitor!
Superman! Superman is not good either!
No, Herkimer. You stay here with Red Peyton and Jim.
Where are you going, Superman?
You'll see, Jim. I better handle this my own way. Now, right over the heads of the crowd to the scaffold. Away!
People of Illyria, listen to me! I beg of you, listen! People of Illyria, all that I wish to say is this. You saw yourselves how on false evidence and wicked accusations the Princess Red Peyton and the wise Herkimer were condemned to death. They were condemned without benefit of fair trial. Now, here on this scaffold, you are doing the same thing to Franz.
He is guilty. He betrayed us.
Yes, I believe he is guilty.
But he still has the right to a fair trial in a court of law where his punishment must be decided with reason, with wisdom, and with justice. A fair trial is the first foundation of a true democracy.
The great Superman speaks wisdom, my people.
Yes, Superman is right.
Let justice be the first cornerstone of the new Illyria, which will arise from the ashes of the old. But no matter what the trials and tribulations, justice will always triumph.
The mystery of Princess Revan and the Sleeping Beauty comes to an end. And shortly, Superman, with Jimmy Olsen in his arms, will be speeding back toward Metropolis, where, all unknown to him, a new and baffling adventure is already taking shape and form. Fellows and girls, beginning Monday, Superman, with the help of Batman and Robin, tackles a sinister and mysterious menace in Chapter 1 of The Secret of Meteor Island. Don't miss it. It's one of the strangest stories you'll ever hear. Listen Monday, same time, same station, for the beginning of The Secret of Meteor Island on The Adventures of Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure serial soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your Mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you'll hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooter. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.